My name is Cliff Riedel, and I am the president of the 103rd OVI Memorial Foundation. The 103rd is probably the oldest veterans organization in Lorain County. We have been honoring veterans since 1866. And not only do we honor our past veterans, but we also honor our future veterans. And we've done that by establishing a scholarship fund that we award a scholarship to a graduating Lorain County High School senior who has plans to either enter the military, a college through an ROTC program, or a military academy. The 103rd Foundation is also an active civic partner. Our Civil War Museum has helped educate thousands of Lorain County citizens over the past 50 years that we've been operating the museum. We do that through lectures and museum tours. Our guided museum tours lectures, historic lectures, are free of charge. They are always done and hosted by a lineal descendant of one of the veterans of the 103rd. We have no paid employees at the 103rd. Everything is a volunteer organization, just as the Lorain County veterans were in 1862, who answered the call of President Lincoln to help defend the Union. They put down their plows and picked up their rifles and volunteered for a three-year enlistment that ran from 1862 to 1865. The museum houses hundreds of artifacts from the Civil War. There's no bigger artifact than the museum itself. It was built in 1910, right after the surviving veterans purchased the property in Sheffield Lake. They, with their own hands, built the museum. The museum and its artifacts are listed on the National Registry of Historic Landmarks and are also listed as an Ohio landmark. We have all volunteers, but we have a dandy museum, quite frankly. And in fact, numerous online sites link to our museum and indicate it's one of the top things to do when you come to Lorain County. You need to go see the museum. Drawing folks from around the state and around the country, perhaps even from foreign countries, to come view the museum here in Lorain County and bring those tourism dollars to Lorain County is not a bad thing. However, maintaining a historic landmark does take vigilance, constant maintenance, and structural repairs. And so we have upcoming structural repairs that are needed. We have an electrical upgrade that we have a bid on. We have painting that needs to be redone. These are all future projects that are outlined in our grant application. Additionally, as Jacob Smith indicated, we have plans, and we're finishing up the design on a Veterans Memorial Park immediately adjacent to the museum, using tons and tons of polished granite that we obtained from the Soldiers and Sailors Monument Commission in Cuyahoga County. As you may be aware, the 103rd has a special relationship to the Soldiers and Sailors Monument in Cleveland in Public Square. Levi Schofield was a member of the 103rd and served in the Civil War. After the war, he was the architect who designed the Soldiers and Sailors Monument and oversaw the construction of that facility. And on the north side of that, there are some larger than life bronze figures depicting the 103rd's honor guard, nine men who were all shot at the Battle of Resaca. Three of them died, four were grievously injured. Only two were able to walk off on the battlefield on their own, but they carried the flag with them. That flag, still with the blood of those soldiers on it, hangs down in Columbus in the Hall of Flags. In addition to our museum, we have another historic building, Casement Hall. That is where we hold our historic lectures before folks go through the museum, especially when we have large groups like school classes and scout troops and different things. We use Casement Hall. It was built in 1908. It's just over 115 years old now. But we use it for all of our lectures, and in fact, just in July of this year, a few months ago, we were privileged and honored to host and present a lecture as part of Lorain County's Bicentennial Speaker Series that was held at the 103rd OVI grounds, and then a tour for the citizens who arrived was given. So the veterans, after they mustered out in 1866, decided they wanted to have a reunion. They all came from the same geographical area. They had fought side by side for 3 years. So they decided to have a reunion. And so they started their reunions, and it would be hosted by one gentleman at his farm, and the next year another farm in Lorain County might host it. And for a number of years, they went to a place called Randall's Grove off of Lake Road in Lorain County. And they really enjoyed that time for their reunions along the lake. Well, they decided in 1907 that they were getting up in age, and if they wanted to continue these reunions, they probably needed a permanent meeting place. And so they formed a corporation under the laws of the state of Ohio at that time that allowed this thing called a corporation to be formed. And they sold stock for $5 a share amongst each other, and they raised $3,000. And with that, they bought the 5 acres, just under 5 acres of property in Sheffield Lake, which has been the home, permanent home and meeting location for an annual reunion every year since 1866. And we just had ours in August of this year.